Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Fullest Life Podcast. I'm your host, Vita Tucker. Here we are, you all ladies. Welcome, welcome. Yes, it is a new week, a brand new week. And I don't know if you you tuned in yesterday, but yesterday was my birthday, y'all. I turned 56 years old. And no, I am not ashamed to tell my age, because every year, above ground is worth celebrating. So, you know, I say all the time, you got a choice. You're either getting older or you're gone. One or the two. So, but yes, I am so glad to welcome you all here. Those of you who are coming to us and watching for the very first time, thank you for tuning in. Those of you who've been with us, thank you for tuning in. I am very appreciative every week and every time I come on for those of you all who are listening, who are watching and following me on this journey called life. Life is what it is. And so today, you guys, I want to talk about the fact that it was my birthday yesterday, right? And so around my this time of year, there's, for me, two things that I'm celebrating. My birthday, and then the next thing that everybody's celebrating is Valentine's Day. And the thing about Valentine's Day is that people get all messed up on Valentine's Day, just like they get all messed up on their birthday. So I said, well, you know what? Let me just talk about two things at the same time so I don't have to come back and repeat myself, you know? But life is a gift. And you all, I want you to understand that life is a gift and your life is a gift. Each and every one of us has value, and don't diminish your value for anyone at any time. I had a young man say to me yesterday, smart, just touched my heart to the core yesterday. And he was, I think he was in the 10th grade. And I had finished speaking and he walked up to me. He said, you know what people don't realize? He said, we as people are like money. And I'm like, listening to what he's going with this. He said, if you take a dollar and you ball it up and you throw it in the trash can, or you take that same dollar and you rip it up and you put it in something that he said, or you take it and you put it in your wallet nice and neatly. He said, no matter what you do, the value of it does not change. He said, and that's how we are as people. We have to know that we have value. I just hugged that kid. I was like, you are exactly right. Each and every one of us have value. And so when I look at like a celebrating of a birthday, I don't take my birthday lightly. Now, I know if you all have been following me and those of people who know me, I don't celebrate my birthday a day. I celebrate my birthday the whole month. And the reason why is not because I'm vain. It's because you don't know what I've been through. And I don't know what you've been through. But I can tell you just from sitting where I sit, what I've been through, my life is worth a celebration. I talked to someone yesterday and we were talking about the fact that at the age of 16, on my birthday at 16, my plan was to take my life. I talked about it earlier in another podcast, so if you didn't hear it, go back and check that out. But that was my plan. And the fact that I'm still here and is amazing, right? And this person I was talking to yesterday, she said that she had thought about taking her life. And I looked at her, I said, isn't it amazing that had we both acted on how we felt in a moment, we never would have met. I wouldn't see you, you wouldn't see me. We wouldn't have this moment in time together. And so for me, birthdays are huge. If you're in my life and you don't, you know, if I can't hear from you on a birthday, or you say, hey, it doesn't mean anything, your birthday doesn't mean anything to me, then to me, it's like, okay, you really don't know me. Because if you know me, you know that that means something to me. And so life means something to me. It is to be celebrated, you all. Not to be taken for granted. If you don't celebrate your birthday, I am sorry for you. But you have to think about the fact that there was an entire lineage of people who were preserved, who were watched over, who were kept, who were maintained in order for you to get here. It's not like this is something that just happens. And I know we live in a world where people get, you know, like, oh, I just got pregnant and it was an accident. No person is an accident. Each and every one of us has a purpose for our lives. There's a plan for our lives. We have people that in our lives that we're supposed to touch. There are people that you all will touch that I will never touch. There are people that I will touch that you will never touch. But we are called to make a difference in this world. And so I don't take my birthday lightly at all. The best birthday gift I had yesterday was speaking to those students and impacting their lives. And on my day of celebration, I got to celebrate with someone else who had hope, who now wanted to go on and do something great in life. That to me is absolutely amazing. Some people want on their birthday, they want to get a drink. They want to go out, they want a club, and they want a party. I don't want that. I want to celebrate life by giving life and encouraging someone else to live their life. And so that's exactly what I did. And so I had a conversation with a lady today, and we were talking about how people take time and their lives for granted. And we were talking about this saying, and if you've ever said this saying, you'll know. If you walk into a store, you walk into a business and go, or you just happen to be doing something and somebody's like, you know, hi, can I help you? Or what you doing? Oh, I'm just killing time. She and I were talking about how we hate that term, killing time. Do you know the number of people who would love to be in your spot right now? There are people in hospital beds. There are people who are going through things that are so tough in their lives that they are on the edge, don't know if they're going to wake up tomorrow. They've gotten some bad reports from doctors. Things are horrible in their life, and they want every day, and they want to enjoy every day. And then we take for granted, and we say things like, I'm just killing time. Y'all, life is too short. Don't kill not one of your days. Every one of your days, I want you to live your life to the fullest. So the next time you walk into a store and somebody says to you, can I help you? If they can't help you, say, no, I'm just looking, but I'm fulfilling time. Don't say I'm killing time. I mean, who wants to kill time? You got a lot of life to live. So let's just say we're filling time. We're not killing time. We're filling time. And so when she and I were talking about that, we were so, but I had never met this lady before. We came into this conversation and we just were both on the same page about life is so short and we have to value that life. And so with that, I'm leading into the Valentine's Day. If you are a woman who are, you know, well, this podcast is dedicated to women. I know some men listen, but hey, I'm talking to my women, my sisters. If you're a woman and you're single and Valentine's Day is coming, do not spend the rest of your days leading up to Valentine's Day woeing, crying, feeling pitiful, feeling sad because you don't have someone on a day. That is one particular day. And you don't have to feel sad about not having a date on that day because guess what? You are already complete and whole in who you are. If you're complete and whole in who you are, that is just another day. You can celebrate love. I know women who do Galentine's, like friends get together and they do something together. They spend time with family. There are people who volunteer and they go and spend time with like the homeless. They go spend time with kids or something. There are so many ways, you guys, for us to show love. There's so much love in us to give. Don't spend it sitting somewhere in your bed crying over something that's not purpose for you in that time. In God's time, you'll have a mate if that's the intent. But if you don't go find some guy to give yourself away to for a day so that you can say you celebrated Valentine's Day. You know, for years on Valentine's Day, I would take myself out to dinner, just me. I'd go to the movies and take myself to the movies, and people would be in restaurants, and I might have even said it last year, Valentine's Day, and people would look at me strangely in the restaurant, like, table for two? No, table for one. Mm-hmm. I'm celebrating my life. And I would go and sit down, and the funniest thing is, if you ever go out to dinner on Valentine's Day, and sometimes it's not even on Valentine's Day, if you sit around and watch, there are couples who are in the restaurant because it's Valentine's Day. Not like they couldn't love each other every other day, but they're sitting in a restaurant looking at each other. Looking around the room, that's what that silence is. They're looking at their cell phones, they're playing in their cell phones, they're playing with their food, hoping and wishing this dinner would be over. Don't put yourself through that. Life is short. Yes, let me tell you something. I'm going to say this, and I'm saying this loud and clear. I desire to be married. But what I don't desire is to be married at the expense of giving myself away every year, to every person that comes along trying to seek it out. No, that's not going to happen. We are so valuable, and we are so... We are like life givers as women. We are life givers. But even in that, just not birthing, but just in our everyday conversation, in our everyday ways, we have the power to change people's lives. We have a power to be so kind and compassionate and full of love. I talked to a lady. I met so many people today, y'all. I have had such an awesome day. And it's funny because I don't know a stranger. I know strangers, and I know when somebody is strange, understand that. I don't talk to everybody because I know when some people are not right. I will give them a smile, but I know when not to have a conversation. But today, I have met women after women, conversations, had some wonderful conversations with women I've never met until today. And guess what I know when I walked away? I walked away feeling better than I did before I met them. I felt like, wow, that was really nice. And as I told you last week, my goal in life is not to have a Valentine's Day dinner. My goal in life is not to be out at a club celebrating my birthday. My goal in life is to impact the lives of people I meet every single day. And today I had the opportunity to do that. I met some of the nicest women today. I'm even a little kid. I am standing in, I'm sorry, my eye itches, but I'm standing inside this restaurant I've never been, because I'm in an area I've never been to before. And I'm standing in this restaurant trying to figure out what to order. And this little kid, probably about 10 years old, he's in the restaurant. He's supposed to be ordering for him and his dad, who's outside with the dog. And so he's standing like, and he just looked at me. He said, excuse me. I said, yeah. He said, are you new to this restaurant? And I said, yes. He said, can I tell you what's really good? A kid. He was a kid. After he told me what was really good, which his recommendation was the bomb, okay? We sat down, we started having this wonderful conversation while he's standing there waiting for his order and stuff. He was the kindest person. And I walked away saying, boy, I walked out and I told his dad, I said, you have a very kind son. He said, yeah, he is. He's a really great kid, and I have to give all credit to my wife. Every day of our lives, we have the potential to make a difference in someone else's life. But if we are spending our time pining over Valentine's Day, if we're spending our lives not celebrating the life that was given to us on our birthday because, you know, I'm getting a year older, praise God that you are getting a year older. I don't care. I'm telling you, 56 is wonderful. But guess what? I'm looking forward to 57, and I'm looking forward to 67 and 77 and 87. I'm going on. And at each and one of those junctures, I plan to be doing something different, something new, and something impactful. We have to celebrate life. In order to live our fullest life, we got to know that's what we're here for. This sadness, oh my gosh, this great sadness that is flying over our country and over our world. You guys, it is getting really old. I am so over women who are so sad about everything. And with all the joy that I experienced today talking to someone. I walked into a different store and this girl was standing, and she was a young girl standing, I would say early 20s, standing there talking to her coworker who was somewhere in their 50s. And when I walked in the store, I just felt like, something like this, just something a little off. And she started complaining that she was cleaning a window, and this lady came up and pulled her baby's cart up while I'm cleaning the window, and the baby is waiting for me, waving at me. I didn't want to wave at that kid. I'm trying to get my job done. And I thought to myself, what a sad person you are. Your life, you are so unhappy with who you are that you couldn't wave to a baby. She's like, it's one thing if it had been a squirrel. People, let me tell you, love your pets because you have them, but they're not people. We're not to love pets and animals and things over people. It's people that we need to be touching. There are people on this that's walking beside you and sitting beside you every day that you are missing the opportunity to be the change agent in their lives. And it's all because we're so caught up on what I want. I want a Valentine's Day date. Date yourself. Find a friend, go to dinner, and be full of joy. Who wants to go to dinner with somebody you don't know just to say you went to dinner on a day? On one day? You know, Christmas comes every year and people make a big deal about it, right? But here's my thing. I celebrate Christ every day of the year. So when Christmas comes, I'm going to ask them. I mean, I love to celebrate. I love Christmas, but it's not going to mess my day up if I can't do Christmas like straight, like everybody else is doing it, because I'm already celebrating Christ. Celebrate life, you all. We only get one. We only get one. And if you spend your life sad, you spend your life depressed, you spend your life looking at the negative all the time, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to realize, man, I wasted time. I killed time instead of fulfilling time. And my goal for every person who listens to the Fullest Life podcast, who watches the Fullest Life podcast, who comes into contact with Vita, is for you to know that you are here to fulfill time. Your life has a purpose. Your life has a destiny. You are important. You may not be important to everybody. It's some people who will never see your value, but there's some people at the same time who never know the value of a dollar. They just throw money around like it's nothing, you know, because they don't value that. But value yourself. Don't wait on someone else to put the value on you. Know from the moment that you were conceived, from the moment that God thought you up, before your mama and daddy even knew each other, before they even came into existence, there were generations. One of my favorite shows, you guys, I just thought about this. One of my favorite shows is Finding Your Roots. And I probably said that 20 times on this podcast. Finding Your Roots with Henry Louis Gates. And he goes back and he finds people's ancestry. And I watched it the other night and he did Viola Davis's life. It was absolutely amazing. And you know what? And even though Viola has been through a lot, and y'all might have saw, I put a post out the other day about her. I like myself some Viola Davis. I do. But she had a really rough upbringing, really rough time. And going through her family history, he showed that they had a rough time. But here's what she was. She was grateful. She was grateful in everything he showed her, because she knew it took all of those people surviving to get her here. Do you know how many people had to go through some hard times to get you here? So when your birthday comes, you don't have to celebrate the whole month like me. No, I'm not telling you that. But celebrate. Don't be sad because you're turning older. Celebrate, because actually your life is set up for somebody else. You have some ancestors, some lineage down the line who's going to look back and be like, whew, I'm glad my great-great-great-grandma Vita survived. I'm so glad she didn't take her life at 16, because if she took her life at 16, there never would have been my dad, my great-grandfather Alec, and my great-grandma whoever, and my mom. It's going to be a tale told that I survived. And I'm going to keep surviving. And I want y'all to be there with me. Living our fullest life. I'm going to say it till I leave this planet. We're going to live full so that we can die empty. I love you all. I am praying for you all. And I am encouraging you all to live your fullest life. And your fullest life is enjoying and knowing your life has purpose. Doesn't mean, I'm going to say it, so you thought I forgot, didn't it? Doesn't mean that we don't have problems, circumstances, situations, and things going on. It just means that we are endeavoring to live our fullest life regardless. We're going to make it through. You came to go through, not to stay in it. You got this. Live your fullest life. Love you all. I will talk to you all next week, tomorrow, whenever, you know, I might just pop in and say something. But I love you all. Live full so that you can die empty. Bye, guys.